and a child will lead them. That may have been true this week in a high school auditorium in Lake Waccamaw.
My name's Amanda Hester, and I'm here for all the children in Brunswick County, because you're just putting our lives in danger. You're putting poison in the air.
Mary was one of dozens of people who spoke at the last public hearing to be held regarding the use of methyl bromide, a hazardous chemical, in a log fumigation operation. The public comment period ends this Friday.
What y'all are doing is insane. You're thinking that we're having to rely off of duct tape and sandbags for our health. Y'all, if y'all kill someone, y'all will have to take it to the grave. How is it not going to get into the air? If it gets into the air, you cannot get it out. And once the air flows around, people will get sick. And y'all are all from somewhere else, so we can't sue y'all.
But does it matter what Mary and the residents and other concerned citizens say in a public hearing?
Absolutely, that this process can influence some of our final decisions. Like I said earlier, you know, we listen, we compile the information, we listen again, we adjust if necessary before we take any final action.
Michael Abrazinskas is the director of the state's Division of Air Quality. He'll make the final permit decision. He says next week all the comments and concerns will be included in a final report.
Which then comes to me as director of the Division of Air Quality to consider the recommendations from the hearing officer as to what next steps we should take with regard to that draft air quality permit.
This week's meeting was a continuation of a hearing last week at the Acme Delco Middle School, which is just up the road from the Malik Brothers property. It's a struggling community. Deborah Dix Maxwell is a district director of the NAACP.
We are very tired of being an environmental justice cesspool for companies. And for those who don't know what environmental justice is, it is the fair treatment and meaningful involvement of all people, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income, with respect to the development, implementation, and enforcement of environmental laws, regulations, and policies. People in this area, we have too many Superfund sites, brownfields. We do not need to have our air quality compromised. Thank you very much.
Of the dozens of speakers, no one spoke in favor of the project. Malik Brothers did not address the hearing, unlike last week when they told an audience of the benefits of more jobs, about 40, and higher wages. The permit would allow them to emit up to 140 tons of methyl bromide annually, more than any other facility in the country. Reginald Webb doesn't like the idea.
And I'm one who has looked at these woods for all of my life. I am not interested in even tolerating or being a neighbor to someone who's trucking in methyl bromide.
The DEQ has not set a timetable for when it expects to make its final decision on the Malik Brothers permit. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.